Microsoft is close to announcing a new CEO. According to published reports, the company's board will soon announce that Satya Nadella will succeed Steve Ballmer. To find out more about Nadella, we have on the line Todd Bishop. He's the co-founder of the tech website GeekWire. Good morning, Todd. Who is Satya Nadella?
Well, he's a 22-year veteran of Microsoft. He's been around there for many years and essentially grown up with the company. So in that way, he may be a disappointment to people who wanted a radical outsider to come in and really shake things up. He's an engineer and an MBA, so he really embodies the ideal Microsoft CEO, at least in theory, in that he has both technical and business expertise. And he comes from a side of the company that's doing well and making money, cloud computing and enterprise software. So it, in some ways, signals the direction that the board may want Microsoft to go, doubling down on the places where it's actually historically very strong.
Now, the company hasn't officially confirmed this yet, but you believe the rumors have quite a bit of validity?
They do. Based on the outlets that are reporting the news, Bloomberg News and Recode, they've been dead on in the past. I have not been able to get any official confirmation from inside the company on this, but Satya is certainly the front runner, at least. And I think we might just see an announcement perhaps next week. I think if Microsoft announced a new CEO before the Super Bowl, nobody in Seattle would notice. So at this point, I think they might be waiting for a little bit of the dust to clear, and potentially we could see this announcement next week.
What sort of company do you think Microsoft would become with Nadella in charge?
It might become more of an understated company. His personality is not nearly on the level of Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, the current CEO, of course. But Nadella is extremely smart and thoughtful, a bit of a nerd. I've heard him speak quite a bit, spoken with him in the past, very comfortable talking about the nuances of cloud computing and distributed applications, a little less robust on the vision side of the company in terms of what he's said publicly in the past. So this would be a position that he would be growing into. He would become, be forced to become more of a natural leader and somebody who could hopefully inspire, close to 100,000 employees at this point.
Anybody that attended a staff meeting when Bill Gates was leading the company knew that he understood their software as well as any developer did. Do you see this as moving back to some of the original vision that Bill Gates had when he was in charge?
Yes, in many ways, Satya Nadella has that inside him. He was raised in Hyderabad, India. He understands engineering and he understands computer science. He also has the business background, but he's not on the level of Gates. He will never say that an idea is the stupidest blanking idea that he's ever heard, as Bill Gates was legendary for saying. At least that's not his natural inclination. He's much more straightforward, a little more diplomatic, and the type of person who can potentially have a lot of credibility with the company's engineers.
Well, Bloomberg News is also reporting Bill Gates might be replaced as the chairman of the board. What do you think about that?
That would be an epic change. Of course, Bill Gates, stepped down from day-to-day duties back in 2008, but he's still been the chairman, still the largest individual shareholder. I think that speaks to the fact that Microsoft's board wants to signal to the investors that it is actually making some change here if they do, in fact, name Satya Nadella an insider, the CEO. The risk would be that it would be perceived as just status quo. If you essentially move Bill Gates out of the chairman position, it at least signals that the board is prepared for Steve Ballmer's successor to make some serious changes.
That is intriguing in light of the Alan Mulally name that was tossed around and other leaders, that they would perhaps go back to an insider. Why would they choose an internal candidate after 30 years of being led by insiders?
Well, it's not for lack of searching for an outsider. I know that they talked to many high-profile CEOs, including some names that didn't really get a lot of attention. I know that Sheryl Sandberg, the Facebook chief operating officer, was someone that Microsoft's board had its eyes on very early, and she was just simply not interested. I think one of the reasons that many of those high-profile external candidates were not interested was the fact that Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer were going to essentially still be around. And there would be big questions about how the company's third CEO, the third CEO in its history, could sort of steer the ship with the two previous CEOs still lurking in the background.
That's Todd Bishop, the co-founder of the tech website GeekWire, and I'm Lisa Brooks.